You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome, Gym Class for a Friday, coming your way on KGYM, 1600 AM, along with 102.3 and 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us. A beautiful Friday afternoon in eastern Iowa. A lot of sunshine out there. Scott Unash with you from our studios on the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass. And Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids joining us to take us through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And how are you? It's a summer afternoon certainly today.
It is indeed, and took a little stroll around the patio a couple times, and very warmish day, but feels good on the face.
It does. It does. But you need a little bit of air conditioning every once in a while.
Yeah.
I was out there in it today, and it was hot, and that sun beating down on you. But good day today. Hopefully, it'll be a good weekend as well. As we get closer and closer, more racing coming up this weekend, as far as live sports are concerned. And then next Thursday, we're all looking forward to the return of the PGA Tour. We'll have a little bit of news as far as that is concerned coming up for you in just a moment or two. But they will get underway next week at Colonial with folks on hand. Well, not with folks on hand, I beg your pardon, but with the players on hand. Really looking forward to that next Thursday. 319-366-1600 is our text line. That is also our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. A tip of the cap to the listener I saw while getting my late lunch today and said, told me that I better get up the hill. Get that taken care of by 3 o'clock, and thank you very much. We got that taken care of out there. We're going to talk our Friday topic here in just a little bit, and our Friday topic for today, we're going to have fun with this, and we have fun with all of them, but I think this one's going to be of particular interest to people out there. The one-hit wonders of state of Iowa sports athletic history. And a couple of them already coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. And we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. I think I have the definitive answer, Mark. I have already told Buttons that I have the definitive answer to this.
I don't know about that. I may challenge you on that.
Okay.
I think I've got a pretty solid one as well.
I'm sure you do. I am not questioning. I am not questioning that. But I got one I think that people are going to say, oh, yeah, I remember that. So we'll
okay.
see. We'll
All
see.
Right.
We'll see how it plays out. 319-366-1600 as we come your way at 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class program. And, yeah, it's going to be a good discussion. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. News of the day today. We got college basketball news out there, and the first domino has fallen as far as the FBI investigations of college basketball programs are concerned, and not a blue blood, but it is a biggie. It's a Power Five, and this particular program is going to be away from the postseason. We hope there is a postseason in 2020-2021, but this team will not be a part of it in this program. The Oklahoma State Cowboys, Mark, first program to get hit with NCAA probation coming off the FBI investigations.
Yeah, postseason ban for this upcoming season, and I believe a 3-year probation and loss of scholarships. And Oklahoma State has vehemently denied the allegations and disagrees with the NCAA's punishment, and will therefore appeal the decision. But this stems from an investigation back in 2017, federal government's investigation that led to former Cowboy associate head coach Lamont Evans, who ultimately served 3 months in prison for a variety of things, including payments to players and whatnot. So, but this has been a wide-ranging FBI investigation, and you wonder who's going to be next, if anybody. But I don't believe Oklahoma State's going to be the only program that's going to suffer penalties.
You would not think that would be the case, but again, there's been precedent set in the past as far as the NCAA, who has not always been the most fair as far as handing out punishments are concerned. The old joke is, what, Kentucky in the or UNLV in the past would do something wrong and they slap two more years on McNeese State or somebody like that would be the old joke out there. But now this is, you know, this is Oklahoma State. This is your Eddie Suttons of the world. Of course, the late, great coach Eddie Sutton, not with Oklahoma State for the last many years. But still, this is a pretty proud program in the Big 12 Conference. And to put them on probation for 1 year, yes, probation for 1 year from postseason, but also, like you said, the three-year ban, which is a lot of it to do with recruiting. And why not? Because all this, the FBI investigations all stem from recruiting. This did not include then-head coach Brad Underwood, who is now, of course, at Illinois. He spent 1 year at Oklahoma State. This was one of his assistants. Apparently, Brad Underwood has been exonerated as far as any wrongdoing is concerned when he was at Oklahoma State and before he left to go to Champaign, Urbana, and be the coach in the Big Ten of the Fighting Illini of Illinois. But and again, I'm not sure. I mean, this assistant coach did these. He broke the rules. And Oklahoma State should be punished. And I'm not sure how the appeal is going to work by Oklahoma State. Obviously, the appeal is to play in the postseason next year. They're going to lose three scholarships over the next 3 years. Recruiting periods, they're not going to be able to recruit for some dead periods as well as some live periods. And they're not going to be able to contact recruits. They have the number one recruit or one of the top recruits in the country coming in next year to play at Oklahoma State. And now the question is, will this recruit continue his way to Stillwater, or is he going to renege on his commitment and perhaps go somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be difficult to disprove because this is a very covert operation on the part of the FBI. They got federal wiretaps involved, undercover videos of Evans. And all the end game was to link anyone they could to a sports agency that was unknowingly being funded by the FBI in order to prove the government's case. That, according to CBS Sports, and I would say they had the goods.
Yeah, they did.
Oklahoma State. As far as other investigations, we shall see. But that's what we have on Oklahoma State right now.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 319-366-1600 as we talk a little bit of college basketball. Of course, you've got other blue bloods out there. The jury is still out, I guess, as far as Kansas basketball is concerned. Kentucky basketball, Louisville basketball is in this same circle. Memphis has been talked about as far as this same circle is concerned. And are you going to see, I mean, are you going to see a Kansas get a probation like this? Are you going to see Kansas not being able to go to the NCAA tournament? Perhaps it's going to be interesting to see what the Big 12 is going to do next year. Is Oklahoma State going to be allowed to play in the Big 12 tournament? That's always been a little bit of a question mark because, you know, what happens if Oklahoma State, who is not eligible to go to the NCAA tournament, knocks out a team that's either your top seed or a team that's a bubble squad and costs the conference money? It's going to be interesting to see what Bob Boolsby elects to do next year as far as the Cowboys are concerned.
Yeah, it could be the tip of the iceberg in terms of a lot of programs. You better have the goods on anybody, and they certainly have it. The NCAA has it on Oklahoma State. As far as the other programs, remains to be seen, but could be fairly wide-ranging before it's over.
What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. As we talk a little bit of college basketball with you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, because you touch Kansas and you can touch anyone. Louisville's been slapped a little bit, and we'll see if Kentucky also has some probation coming from what they have done as far as the FBI investigations are concerned. And it's, like you said, you better have some dead solid evidence. And it sounds as though the FBI does. Obviously, they did with the associate head coach at Oklahoma State. And that's why they went ahead and put the Cowboys on probation. And it's going to be interesting. It will be interesting to see how it all plays out. But I guess I will believe it when I see the words Kansas cannot play for a national championship. Until then, Mark, I don't believe that is going to be the case.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that.
We shall see. We shall see anyway. Thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600 as we hit 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here. We have golf news today, Mark, as well. Now, of course, at one time, the John Deere Classic was going to be the first PGA Tour event to allow a gallery in. Since then, of course, the state of Illinois has said that is not going to be the case. The John Deere Classic not only will not have galleries, but they are not going to have a tournament this year. Claire Peterson putting that out last week, along with the PGA Tour. They will hope to be back in 2021. But now we have a new destination, I guess, where we're going to see folks watching golf, perhaps, and it's a big one.
It is the Memorial Tournament, which will be played July 13th through 19th, through the 19th in Ohio. Tournament itself, not that long, obviously, but those are the dates of the festivities over there. And Governor Mike DeWine has been very aggressive in terms of getting things open, has said, yeah, let's go ahead. Limited spectators. We'll take precautions, and we'll see how it turns out. But he's given his blessing to patrons on the golf course. I know there's an LPGA event in Ohio later in that month, but that's the case right now, that patrons will be allowed at the Memorial in mid-July.
And that's a big field. That is a traditionally one of the better fields as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. Tiger Woods has won that tournament many times. That is Jack Nicklaus's tournament at Muirfield Village. It's a who's who from around the world, and we'll see. It'll be very interesting. As we mentioned yesterday, there are some foreign players who are talking about not sitting out starting next week. At least a couple weeks to see how everything goes. And it's going to be interesting to see if that is going to be the case as well when you get a tournament like the Memorial. People like to go there not only because it's a great course, it's a great tournament, but also to, of course, pay homage to Jack Nicklaus each and every year. So it's going to be interesting to see if the field is going to be as stellar as usual, or if there will be a couple of golfers that might not play.
Yeah, again, as we've gone through this coronavirus situation, we've always said somebody's going to be first.
Yes.
Whether it be in football, basketball, baseball, golf, what have you, NASCAR, in terms of the first competitions and then first spectators and whatnot. So as it stands right now, you're looking at mid-July for golf with spectators, not a full, full-fledged crowd by any means, but some patrons at the least.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the talk about PGA Tour and a crowd, or if you'd like to talk about Oklahoma State getting probation. Love to hear from you. Again, that's 319-366-1600. Is, go ahead, Mark.
Housekeeping from the Iowa football program. This news has already been announced, but grad transfer defensive lineman Jack Heflin has signed a national letter of intent to join the Iowa football program. He has 1 year of eligibility after previously playing at Northern Illinois, and he's one of two grad transfers who are now officially in the fold for the Hawkeyes, the other being offensive lineman Coy Kronk, who is joining the Hawkeyes after playing at Indiana. He was a team captain in 2019. So there you have it. News already that has been out there, but now official. Those two guys in the fold for the University of Iowa.
Yeah, and they will help, and they will see big time playing time coming up this fall. You got to think, we hope this fall, as far as Iowa football and college football is concerned, and a couple of defections as well, but those have been known for a while anyway. As Iowa kind of tidies up the roster a little bit, DJ Johnson, one of the two, the redshirt freshman defensive back, who is not on the program or with the program anymore as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. So, yeah, comings and goings, if you will. And Iowa picking up two very key, very, very key grad transfers as far as the football program is concerned. And I think they will step in and probably, like I said, get a lot of playing time for the Hawkeyes when they take the field at Kinnick Stadium and other locales. 319-366-1600. We're going to get to our topic coming up here in just a little bit. As NASCAR Midday talked about to start off our program today, all kinds of NASCAR action over the weekend. Doubleheader tomorrow, the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series will go off. The Cup Series will go off in Atlanta on Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow, we've got live sports for you on KGYM. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, 107.5, the Jim OT, 106.3 FM. It'll be IndyCar racing from the Texas Motor Speedway. And really looking forward to it. Always one of the better races of the year. And they will start off with an oval with a very good field there down in Texas. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Live sports action. And it's been, 12 weeks and one day? It'll be 12 weeks and 2 days since the last live sporting event that we have had here on KGYM. So we hope we don't have to go through that long a stretch again, knock on wood, and hopefully everything in the world going okay. But we will stop that streak tomorrow, we hope. No rain.
Yeah, and I think it's going to grow. The Elite Sportsbook Riverside is a more, shall we say, traditional menu when we're not talking about Russian table tennis and Korean baseball and that sort of thing. You're going to have racing. You're going to have NBA at some point. You're going to have golf. So there is that. By the way, the casinos in Vegas, some opening up. I'm not sure the ones on the Strip, but certainly downtown. I read doing some really nice numbers last night, and not everything open fully, but things are starting to pop in Vegas as well. So, which may precipitate our return to Dave Kokin at some point if we can ever get him away from the horse races across the country. So.
Well, a couple weeks ago, he wasn't doing so well, so we could have got him away from the simulcast at that point. But yeah, and also tomorrow, should mention that the Big 12 show kicks the day off at 8 o'clock in the morning on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then at 12 noon, it'll be the weekly Iowa State Classic Game. This one from 2017, the Iowa State-Oklahoma football game. From down in Norman, and perhaps the quarterback that led Iowa State, we may talk about in our topic a little bit later on down the road today on our program. Maybe, we'll see. That was his first start. if I recall correctly.
I see the text as well, and I think it's a great, great one to offer when we get to the subject. So it's going to be a lot of good ones, I think, from our listeners and from maybe even the two of us, huh?
Well, you said you've got one. I've got one.
I've got several, but I think one that folks around here may have forgotten about.
Well, this one is an eye one, but it's not in our neck of the woods, but it is one that is, I think, may stick for a long, long time and never be broken. And it's a definite one-hit wonder. So we will get to that. We will get to that coming up in just a little bit. Coming up on 324, we're going to talk topic for a Friday here when we return as our topic for this week here on KGYM on the Gym Class. State of Iowa one-hit wonders. Not 80s bands, by the way. We could do that for about an hour. Lady J from Z102.9 could come in here and knock our socks off as far as that is concerned. She could go toe-to-toe with me. 70s bands as well. Mark could chime in on that. But we're going to talk about athletes, state of Iowa, pro, college, high school, whatever the case may be. And we'll do that when we return. Gym Class coming your way for a Friday here in KGYM. Back with more after this.
It'd be nice to carry Lynn County REC around in your pocket, huh? You know, if you want to pay your bill.
It's right here in my pocket.
Want to check how much energy you're using any time of any day?
I'll just reach into my pocket.
Report an outage.
In my pocket.
Energy rebates are the latest from Lynn County REC. You guessed it.
Pocket.
It's that simple. All you need is the Lynn County REC Smart Hub app. Then you can pay your bill, check your daily energy use, report an outage, etc. right from the phone in your pocket.
In my pocket.
If you're app savvy, just pick it up in the Apple app or Google Play Store. And if you'd like step-by-step instructions, that's a snap too. Get them at lynncountyrec.com, or even easier, hit up YouTube and watch Lynn County REC's Smart Hub video. Once you've got it ready to go, everything you need from Lynn County REC is right there in your pocket.
Pocket.
See how easy that is? The Lynn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the handy benefits of membership with Lynn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
First, this crazy crisis, and now hail. One thing is for sure, this perfect storm means you can save big. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. If you don't mind a few dents and dings, you could save up to an incredible $20,000 off new Nissans, or save up to $10,000 off new Subarus, or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. But we are still here to help you the safest way possible. We're sanitizing and keeping a safe distance. Plus, if your car was damaged in the storm, we'll take it off your hands and give you way more than it's worth. It's the hail sale of the century. You can save up to $20,000 off brand new cars if you don't mind a few dents and dings. Or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. This perfect storm means you can get the car of your dreams and leave some money in your pocket. But hurry, these deals are only good until all the hail cars are gone. And with these savings, it won't take long. See all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Discount varies depending on actual damage. Not all vehicles have damage. All incentives to dealer. Ends when all hail cars are gone.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
And Golic and Wingo, 5 to 9 each weekday morning, 1600 AM, along with 102.3 and 106.3 FM. We welcome you back to the Gym Class, those three frequencies, plus 107.5, the Gym OT. A reminder, the Gym is partnering with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you the community MVP from KGYM. And once things get off and rolling, we'll remind you, if your organization has a charity or a fundraising event that is coming up, we would like to help you get the word out. All you need to do is submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event and find out more information by going to kgymradio.com. And please click on Community MVP to get things started. Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on a Friday as we come up on 3:29. Topic time for this Friday as we are going to dive into the greatest one-hit wonders in the state of Iowa. Can be collegiate. There are pro teams in the state of Iowa. High schools, boys, girls, men, women. Animals, maybe. Maybe. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the topic here today. And some ones pop out right away, and I'm sure we're going to get those covered by our fantastic group of listeners as we take it through the next 25 minutes or so. So, you know, those are out there. I was going for the more obscure, I think, and I'm going to save my big one until the end for you, Mark. So, and you can likewise save your big one until the end, and we'll see who's the bigger surprise.
Fair enough.
So we'll do that. Anyway, they are starting to come in. One-hit wonders from the state of Iowa. We talked about this yesterday. Maybe perhaps the most famous one. I guess that is up for debate. But we start off with 9680 and Jack Fleck, who, of course, won the United States Open Golf Championship in a startling fashion at the Olympic Club in San Francisco, Mark.
Yeah, that was in playoff over Ben Hogan. Hogan had just not so long ago before that had endured a horrific accident. But Jack Fleck came out of the fields in Bettendorf in the Quad Cities, and while he was a pretty good player, and no one expected him to stare down Ben Hogan toe-to-toe and not only force a playoff, but beat him in said playoff. So it's very well documented, and it comes up quite frequently in this kind of conversation.
319-366-1600. That is the text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines. And that number, again, is 319-366-1600. So we got Jack Fleck starting things off. 1345 on the text line. Royce White, because he didn't do anything in the NBA, but did just about everything as an Iowa State Cyclone. He was more than a one-hit wonder for Iowa State. Royce with a whole litany of personal demons that basically he needed to get through. One of those was the Cyclone that didn't want to fly, correct? Am I remembering that right?
Had trouble traveling, yes. And part of the reason he did not stick in the NBA.
Yeah, and it's tough to stick in the NBA, no doubt about that. How about 9049 from the 316 area code has to chime in with Marv Seiler. In his first start at quarterback for Iowa State football, leading the team to a victory over Nebraska in 1992, the Cyclones were a 29-point underdog. Thank you. Always love the show. Appreciate that. Yes, Marv Seiler. Now, that was not the one we were talking about with Oklahoma in 2017 that we're going to hear tomorrow. But, yes, Marv Seiler, the answer to that trivia question, who led Iowa State to that victory against the Huskers?
That's a great one in my mind.
Were you covering Iowa State then?
I was not. I was not covering either team at the time, I don't think, in 1992, but certainly remember that game. And, geez, how it, you know, when you're a 29-point underdog and beat a team like Nebraska, that resonates everywhere.
Yes.
And it's going to be remembered for some time.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. And very good one right there. That's very good. What else we got? 64-29, and this one has already been talked about, I think, three or four times. Warren Holloway in the Capital One Bowl for Iowa. For Iowa State, 1987. You know where you were when it happened. LaFesta Rhodes. The LaFesta Rhodes game versus Iowa at Hilton Coliseum in 1987.
69-21 on the touch sign. What about Bob Cummings' kid at quarterback? Didn't he have one good game against Iowa State, and that was about it? I don't remember Junior's career all that well. I think he was had a couple games here and there, but was he not the quarterback in the first renewal in 77?
Think he
am
was.
I wrong about that?
I would have to double check on that, and I will, but I'm not sure. There weren't a lot of great things during the Cummings era. I'm just going to come out and say
well,
that.
Well, every now and then he'd spring an upset. I remember beating Penn State over there, and that was before Penn State was in the league, and that was a head-scratcher. Where'd that come from? Every now and then Cummings would come up with a victory like that, but more often than not, it was
one at UCLA.
Beating a ranked UCLA team at Kinnick Stadium, and but largely it was 4-7, 5-6, 3-8.
By the way, the quarterbacks on that particular 77 team, the senior was Tom McLaughlin, and Bobby Cummings Jr. was a freshman then. But I know they both played. Of course, Dennis Mosley was a sophomore. This is just a who's who of Hawkeye football here. Running back Joe Hufford, though, and John Lazar, both Eastern Iowa guys. Brad Reed, a wide receiver. And a very good offensive tackle in Barry Tomasetti. I remember that young man very much. So there you go. 319-366-1600 as we talk about one-hit wonders.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, just saying we're talking about one-hit wonders.
One-hit wonders is the topic today. And Jeff throwing out Joey Slayton, who had a very good career at Kennedy and then went under the Iowa Hawkeyes. He did some very good things and continues to do so, I think, in the coaching ranks. So,
yep.
34-22, Ramon Ochoa.
Razor Ochoa.
2003 football season. Yeah.
Yes. George and Iowa City also chiming in with Warren Holloway. Wiggy, thank you very much for adding to the conversation. Brandon Wegger. That's a very good one. Brandon Wegger had a just terrific career at Sioux City Helan as a running back. And, of course, committed to go to and play at the state at Iowa, and had all kinds of problems on and off the field, and never had a chance to play there. Transferred, I think, to at least two other schools, and played a little bit anyway. And fleeting career, certainly for Brandon Wegger. But thank you, Wiggy. Appreciate that. And Sam also helping us out with Royce White. Yes, he had the anxiety issues pertaining to air travel. So there you go.
0905, you're not late to the party. Mentions Nathan Chandler had a heck of a good senior season as his only year starting.
True.
Early 2000s.
Was it? It puts down 2003, and I'd have to double check on that. Ryan and Walford joining us here today. Jermell Lewis, if it wasn't for injuries, I think we'd be talking of him as an all-time great. Yeah, we'll just never know. Same thing with Nick Bell. Same thing with Nick Bell, who was on the category last week, who fit in, and I think can fit in this category as well, because Nick Bell had some tremendous games. There was a game against Illinois, I remember, that Nick Bell just could not be stopped. But then there were other games that he was either injured or just things didn't get going out there.
Our friend Eugene mentioned early on in the process there, Brad Banks, who had that memorable season where he finished second in the Heisman Trophy balloting, never made it in the NFL. One-hit wonder, Brad Banks.
But it was a heck of a hit.
It was.
About one of the bigger hits that you can have. One of the bigger hits that you can have. 63-28, running down into the high school ranks as well. Trey Jackson from Newton, the former Newton Cardinal, did everything at Newton, not a whole lot at Iowa. And it just goes to show you that recruiting is not a perfect science out there. Another one that could go in there is Blake Larson, the five-star offensive tackle out of Atlantic, Iowa, who was one of the first five stars that Iowa had ever gotten a commitment from, and I don't think ever started a game for the Iowa Hawkeyes and ended up leaving the team.
A wedge on the text line, not sure this qualifies. I will say it does. Sage Rosenfeld setting an NFL record for touchdown passes in one quarter for the Miami Dolphins.
Go Maquoketa.
Rosenfeld's, of course, Iowa State, Maquoketa product. I didn't realize that.
A record. Nice. Well, the Bruners
TD
would know that.
Passes in one quarter.
The Bruners would know that.
Speaking of one-hit wonders, yeah.
No. 319-366-1600 as we talk about one-hit wonders in Iowa athletic history, not only state of Iowa, not Iowa pertaining to that, Iowa State, UNI, whatever the case may be. 56-58, how about Les Jepson? Went from an average player at best for 3 years and then an All-Big Ten senior season. The seven-footer from, you remember it well, Bow Bells, North Dakota, Mark Dukes,
mm-hmm.
for Les
mm-hmm.
Jepson. And number 51 had a great senior year for the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team.
64-29 on the text. One-year wonder for Iowa basketball, Joey Range. He was on Dr. Tom's last team and flunked out.
He could hit it. He could stroke it, though. Not from the athletic realm, but our friend John weighing in with Herbert Hoover. President Herbert Hoover. Thank you very much. We'll throw that in there.
There's a sports tie with Hoover Ball. We'll give him that. Okay.
Well, that's true. That's true. From the 563 area code up in Northeast Iowa, 8503, my freshman and sophomore years at the University of Iowa, Hawks went through Wegger, Robinson, Marcus Coker, all three for that mold that we were talking about for one-hit wonders today. 88-18. go ahead.
Go ahead.
88-18. The future, John Buecher. How quickly we forget. quarterback for the Hawks.
Fans forget.
He had a couple pretty darn good games and then ended up transferring out of Iowa.
I'm not sure it's a one-hit wonder, but it was quite a moment. Does Ali's shot against Kansas qualify?
Ali Farouk Manesh. Yeah, I mean, Ali had a good career at UNI, no doubt, but that is one shot that he's going to be remembered for. Made the cover of Sports Illustrated. And made one shining moment. They can never take that away from him. Ali's children will always know that.
Well, let me try another basketball on for size. Steve Waite's three-point play that beat Georgetown and sent Iowa to the Final Four.
1980 at the Spectrum.
Steve Waite was a wonderful high school player and a valuable contributor at Iowa, but that moment in time, I mean, that one-hit wonder, Steve Waite, comes up with a three-point play. I think it qualifies.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it does. I think it does. That's a play that's also going to go down in the annals of Iowa athletic history and at the old Spectrum in Philadelphia against Georgetown in the East Regional Final up there. 319-366-1600. Getting some more high school players here that had great high school careers and didn't quite catch on. One from Union High, Sean Green, says Jeff. He had he and Brad Banks could share that pretty darn good hit. One hit wonder for Sean Green. And went on to play in the NFL, though. Had a little cup of coffee in the National Football League. Injuries kind of curtailed him a little bit, though, as well. No 2172. Sam Brownlee has not been mentioned as of yet. Sam Brownlee, that was the height of the, all running back hating God at Iowa. When little used Sam Brownlee, I believe, out of Emmitsburg? A walk-on?
Yes, mm-hmm.
And ended up starting a handful of games at the end of the year because Iowa just had gone through so many running backs. Sam Brownlee, very good answer to our question today at 344.
0983 mentions Dominique Douglas, a very promising receiver at Iowa. Had a terrific breakout year as a freshman and ended up getting some legal trouble, stolen credit cards, what have you, and poof, he was gone.
He was gone. No doubt about that. Nick Bell, that coming from 1960. McGuire as a starting quarterback for Iowa. And I do remember that back to the day. Of course, we all know about the baseball McGuire. Iowa had his brother as a quarterback. And I think you were out. Weren't you at the Meadowlands for the game against Tennessee that McGuire started? Wasn't that the three quarterback carnival that Hayden put out there that day?
It was indeed. McGuire, Tom Pahulski, and Chuck Hartley. Also, action in that game. Ended up something like a 20-20 tie with Tennessee in that game. But, all three saw action, and I don't remember who played more that year. It wasn't McGuire.
No.
It might have been Pahulski.
I think it was Pahulski.
Or Hartley, yeah.
I think it was Pahulski. And then McGuire ended up at San Diego State after transferring.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mark McGuire did some pretty big things for the St. Louis Cardinals as well. Matt in Fairfax, I don't know if I want to even go there because I love those two young men. Former Metro basketball players, and they did a really good job. Yes, 3805, second person to chime in, LaFesta Rhodes versus Iowa in 1987 when he went for 50-plus against the Hawkeyes. Now, 6429 says Pocky O'Mara, the former Washington running back. Terrific running back for the Washington Warriors. And I think if Pocky would have gone to – he ended up going to Iowa, played a little bit. But I think if Pocky had gone to a smaller school, I think Pocky could have been an all-conference player. So we'll see. We'll see. 1238. Yes, Little Lick. We were waiting for that one to come down the line, weren't we? Or maybe the Lick Lighters as a what do they have? What? How is that called in horse racing? The dual entry right there? We'll see.
Yeah, in this case, Todd Licklider's son, just for touching the court.
Yeah, very good. Very good. 319-366-1600.
Yep, Scott mentions Rick Bayless rushing for 1,000 yards in 86. Yeah, he had some terrific games. Bailed out Iowa more than once. I remember a game at Hawaii.
Yes.
That Bayless came through. And then, not sure what happened to him.
The pride of Hugo, Minnesota. Rick Bayless out there. Joel and Muscatine at the high school level. Muscatine's Travis Welsh in football. First team All-State wide receiver, first ever MAC championship. Great athlete who batted 670 in baseball and then was drafted by the Cubs after a great UNI career. Just like I said, sometimes it just doesn't go according to plan. Doesn't go according to plan out there.
98-43, Terry Drake, one of Lou Dolson's players in 1978. Didn't play much, but he has a blown-up picture in his basement for the Des Moines Register of him blocking Magic Johnson's shot.
I remember Terry Drake. that might be sad for me. 71-48 and 21-34 together with former Linmar Lions, the Anderson boys, and Todd Lumsden. The Anderson boys played a lot at Ohio State, though. Scott and John did.
I did. I think Lumsden, did he not go to Mankato State? Or,
I want to say that, yeah.
Somewhere in Minnesota, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. 30-69 on the text line. Mark Wiseman. Was he a one-hit wonder?
It might have been two. Might have been a two-hit. Two years.
Senior season.
Not bad. Same thing with Mitch King, defensive end at Iowa. Says 87-21. So some good runs right there. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Have more of your texts and phone calls. 319-366-1600. One-hit wonders and from the state of Iowa. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
Got him open at the starting eye line. Touchdown. For the left, he lays it in. To the wall.
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts, delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Let's have some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
3:52, back with you on the Gym Class on a Friday here in KGYM. Coming up on Monday, Mike Halas, columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will stop by and join us. We're talking our Friday topic here, and that is one-hit wonders in the state of Iowa for sports. And we also had Herbert Hoover in there as well, and we'll get to another one here. Our friend Sam is debating everybody's one-hit wonder. Yeah. Mitch King started for 4 years. 0-9-17. We had Herbert Hoover. Now we have Waterloo Greyhound Park. That's a wonder. Wonder. Okay. Might be Ron Steele chiming in right there. We'll see. 1405. Mike Trout was not a one-hit wonder with the Colonels. I'm not giving you that one. I'm throwing that one out. I am sorry. Jeff, 7148. Jeff Clements from Marshalltown. That's a good one. Terrific high school baseball player. Did he get a cup of coffee with like the Mariners or something like that?
Yeah, he did play in the major leagues, but first round draft pick, maybe not number one overall. I don't remember, but very highly regarded high school player. And I think he might have went to Southern Cal for a brief time before getting drafted again.
Sounds right.
He was a very, very highly regarded.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600. And that Mitch King, because he didn't make it in the NFL. But, yes, he was a very, very good college player in there as well. You got one, Mark. Okay, is it time to unveil our big ones here?
Yeah, I don't want to run out of time here.
All right,
I'll go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and reveal my top candidate, shall we say.
Buttons is going to be our judge.
Okay. It was the year, Scott. It was 1982.
Are you pulling Jim Duncan on me? The year was 1982.
A bad Jim Duncan. The year was 1982, and this baseball player thought his career might be near the end because he was assigned to Cedar Rapids by the Cincinnati Reds for the third straight season. And that's never a good sign when you go back to single-A ball for a third straight season. This player responded with a Midwest League record 42 home runs, a 301 average, and 101 RBI for the Cedar Rapids Reds. His name is Jeff Jones.
Yep.
Who you remember. I had a privilege of covering that season. Remarkable season. Came out of nowhere. I mean, Jeff was a pretty good player. I went to the University of Iowa and again was with the Reds again and just said, he told me he felt freed up that year, that he was just going to go out and play. Well, the epilogue was that in 1983, after that terrific Class A season, he's invited to the Reds spring training. And never thinking he would make it, but as fate would have it, a couple outfielders got hurt, Dan Dreesen and Cesar Cedeno, and another one got mono. And lo and behold, Jeff Jones, the next spring, finds himself in the opening day lineup of the Cincinnati Reds, along with Johnny Bench and Dave Concepcion and others. Well, the flame quickly went out after 16 games. Jones had a couple nice games, but his major league career ended after 16 games. But that, a 12-month period of time, pretty strong one-hit wonder material, I think.
Very good. You may have mine beat, but just because of the local angle. Here is my one-hit wonder of all time. 1991, going back to Old Vets Auditorium and the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Western Christian. This was just the start of their kind of dominating decade and a half, if you will, as far as small school basketball is concerned. They were number one in the state, I believe, in 2A, or real close. They were top three in the state. They were the number one seed in that tournament and had to play a Cinderella Clarinda in the first round, who had a sub-500 record but upset teams to get to the state tournament. Western Christian defeated Clarinda 104-48, led by junior guard Kurt Hoffman with a 56-point performance. Kurt was the fourth leading scorer on the Western Christian basketball team. Ended up hitting 19 three-pointers in that state tournament. Still holds the record for all-time single-game scoring at the boys' state basketball tournament. Still holds, I believe, the record for single-game three-pointers. And I think 56 will never, ever, ever be beaten in the state tournament in one game. They kept him in there, I will say that, until he got the record. But he beat it with 56 and was never really heard of before that and never really heard of after that.
I like it.
I think we both did good. Did we both do good, Buttons? He says, yes, we both did well. And we both get a gold star today. All right. That's going to put a wrap on things. Yes, 45-70. Warren Holloway is who you're thinking of. And, yes, we had him on a little bit earlier on. Thanks for all the interaction. Mark, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you coming up on Monday.
You as well. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks to Buttons. Thanks for everybody for chiming in. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and